The following presentation was featured at the 18th Annual National Jewish Retreat in Miami, Florida, a project of the Rohr Jewish Learning Institute. We hope you enjoy it. We encourage you to visit jretreat.com for information on upcoming retreats. Shabbat Songs and Soul, a pre-Shabbat program with Alex Clare.
Wow, good and Erev Shabbos, everybody. It's so nice to be preparing for Shabbos with Shirim, little composites, and a few Shabbos stories, B'zras Hashem.
Yom Shabbos, ein Lendish Koyach, Zichru Kareyach, Hane Koyach, Yoina Matzav, Oymano Koyach, Vesham Yanuchu Yegie Koyach, Yoina Matzav, Oymano Koyach, Vesham Yanuchu Yegie Diber b'kod shoy b'har ha-moyo Yom ha-shvi'i v'zokhor v'shomoyo Yichol p'kudov yachad l'gmo Chazeg m'znayim v'yam v'itzkoyach Yoyin ha-matzav noyach sham yanuchu yegiei koyach diri yama mama maya yoyom o yama mama radam diper vikachay ashvu Sham yanuchu yegiei koyach Sham yanuchu yegiei koyach Yoina matzavoy menoyach Sham yanuchu yegiei koyach Sham yanuchu yegiei
There's a beautiful Zohar. The Zohar tells us in the Hakdama to the Zohar, Tikune Zohar, it explains that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shekhinah, the imminent presence of Hashem, hadn't got a place to dwell anymore. And wherever the Talmid HaChachamim went, wherever the people who were keeping the Torah went, the Shekhinah would find a place to dwell and rest in the world. But generally, for the Shekhinah is in Golis, it's in exile, and the imminent presence of Hashem is constantly wandering around trying to find a place to rest. And the Shekhinah, one of the names that it's known by in Sifrei Kabbalah is the Yoina, HaYoina, the dove. The dove, that the dove of the imminent presence of Hashem is always, so to speak, wandering, looking for a place to rest. But when the seventh day comes, when Yom HaShvi'i comes, the Yoina finally finds a place to sit down and rest as Am Yisrael, which is, you know, Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, are in many ways synonymous with the Shekhinah. We are not just connected to the Shekhinah, we are really the manifestation of the Shekhinah. So if the Jewish people are resting, if we have peace, then the Shekhinah has peace. So on Yom HaShvi'i, Shabbos Kodesh, the Yoina, the Shekhinah, has a place to rest. It's a beautiful idea. the melody that I just sang was written by someone called Rabbi Yisrael Taub. He was the Rebbe from a place called Modzitz. And they have a tradition in Modzitz that if you're going to be the Rebbe, you have to be able to sing. And you have to be able to write music. Some of the most famous Nagunim we have are Modzitz songs, like Mizmor LaDavid Hashem Ro'i Lo Yechzor Behina Es Deshe Da-da-da-da-dam. These are Modzitz and Nagunim from Modzitz in Poland. And there's a story that's told that this melody or a similar melody that he wrote was so powerful that when he was going through a traumatic surgical procedure, he was able to transcend his body by singing a melody similar to this one. So it's a powerful song, one of my favorite Shabbos tunes. And yeah, it always leaves a very strong mark. So let's just try Rabbi Elimelech's Shabbos Yom Menucha.
Shabbos Yom Menucha. Shabbos Kodesh. 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 Hayadam, hayamam, hayamam, mamam, didam, mamam, mamam. Shabbos Yom Menucha, Shabbos Kodesh. 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 Shabbos, Shabbos, Yom Menucha, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, Yom Menucha, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos, Yom Menucha, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos, Yom Menucha, Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Yom Menucha, Shabbos a day of rest, Shabbos Kodesh, the holy Shabbos. This is a melody from Rabbi Elimelech Mlezhensk, the Heilige Noam Elimelech. The next nigun that I'd love to sing, and if you know it, you can join me, was said to have made 10,000 Baalei Tshuva. When Rabbi Aaron HaGadol Mekalin would sing this nigun, it was so powerful that people who heard it would immediately change their lives, turn their lives around. So I'm not Aaron HaGadol Mekalin, but I love his nigunim, and hopefully it can be more air, can awaken something. Maybe beforehand I'll tell a little story. So I started keeping Shabbos about 17 years ago. Maybe a bit more, 17 years ago, give or take. And as a musician, it wasn't so simple to keep Shabbos and to tour as a musician. In fact, when I was signed to a major record label, it caused a lot of adversity for my record label. For some reason, as an emerging young artist, although my career and my religious observance were on a parallel going up, for some reason, when it came to release an album, all the promotional opportunities I was being offered on TV and radio were always coming in on Friday nights. And I had to turn them down again and again and again and again until the springtime of 2011, when I was asked by a friend of mine from South London, a young lady called Adele. She asked me to go on tour with her around Europe, and it happened to be Pesach. So my record label knew I had this thing called Shabbos, but they didn't understand that sometimes we have Chagim, we have Yomim Tovim, and it just so happened that in that year, during that 2.5 week tour of Adele, there was Pesach. Pesach was 2 days Yom Tov. In the middle of Chol HaMoed, Pesach was Shabbos. And at the end of, obviously, under Pesach, middle of the week, were 2 days of Yom Tov again. So I realized I couldn't do the tour. And my record label were very frustrated with me for turning down a huge opportunity. And then it came to, again, throughout the course of that year, constantly turning down concerts that seemed to be being offered only on Fridays and Saturdays. And by the end of the summer, after Yom Kippur 2011, I got a phone call from my record label telling me that they had a concert for me. And the best thing was is that it wasn't on a Friday night, it was on a Thursday night. Amazing. So this year, on that year, Yom Kippur was on a Shabbos, it was on a Saturday. And I asked them, so what day is this concert? And they told me, well, it's next Thursday. So I counted in my head, then I realized that it was Sukkot, or Sukkos. So I said to them, I said, guys, did you know that next Thursday is the Jewish holiday of Sukkot? And they said, yes. We looked in the diary. I said, did you know that Sukkot is in many ways just like Shabbat? And they said, yes, we know. And I said, did you know that Jews can't work on Shabbat? And they said, yes, we know. So I said, is there any way we could move the concert to like in a couple of weeks' time? And they said, no. So I said, so what am I supposed to do? And they said, well, to be honest, Alex, we've thrown a lot of good money into this project, you know, hundreds of thousands of pounds, and we're not seeing many returns because you're not doing any concerts on Friday nights. And it seems to be you're more into your religion than you are into your career. I said, okay, fair enough. You're probably correct. But there has to be some way you can make this work. And they said, no, this is the choice you have to make. So I didn't think they would fire me because, 21st century, labor laws being what they were, but they actually fired me. They fired me from the record label, and I was left very much high and dry, in a very, very negative situation without any, resources. All the money they'd given me to make my album I had spent, and what was worse was that my band, who they paid a retainer towards them to keep them on board, I didn't know this, but a few weeks after I got dropped, I got a phone call from my band asking me why they hadn't been paid. So I was like, oh, okay, so let me look into that. Turns out that they got paid every financial quarter. And if I got dropped, fired by the label in that time, any money that was owed to them, I would have to pay them. So now I had a debt of around $22,000 to pay my band, and I had no money. So I didn't know what to do, and I went to my rabbi, and I said, he's called someone called Reb David Tugendhat in London, and I said to him, Reb David, I'm in a bit of a situation here. I love Shabbos. I love my connection with Hashem. I love learning Torah. I don't have any regrets, but things are very, very hard right now, and it seems to me that Hashem is like really pushing me away. Like it really feels like he's pushing me away because my career's in ruins. So my rabbi said to me, he says, Alex, you're a shtickel Avraham Avinu. A little bit like Abraham. So I thought, okay, that's very nice. It's a lovely thing to hear. Shtickel Abraham Avinu. Okay, tell me more, Rabbi. And he said, you see, Abraham Avinu was given 10 challenges, 10 tests. And the penultimate of those tests was called Akedas Yitzchak, where Abraham Avinu took his son, Isaac, and offered him as a sacrifice on the Temple Mount. He said, Alex, Abraham Avinu waited 99 years to have a son. He had a son, and 37 years later, he was told, sacrifice him to me as a bring up as an offering. Now, obviously, he didn't sacrifice Isaac. It was a test. My rabbi said, Alex, every single one of us is here today in the merit of that decision. I said, oh, he said, Alex, every single Jewish man, woman, and child who's alive today is in the merit of Akedas Yitzchak. Every Bubi, every Zayda, every Saba, every Safta, every single one of us is here because Avraham Avinu was willing to sacrifice absolutely everything for what Hashem asked him. So I said, you know, Rabbi, you know, what's that got to do with me? He says, Alex, if you are willing to give up something that's so important to you, I promise you, you will see Siyata D'Shamayah, you will see help from heaven. I said, thank you, Rabbi. Haven't seen much Siyata D'Shamayah recently, but thank you for this nice story. Nice bit of chizuk. I feel empowered, but I owe my band $22,000. I can't pay my rent. My career is over. No one's going to play my music anymore. Like it's, he said, Alex, I promise you'll see Siyata D'Shamayah. Okay, so I the next day, when I sat in a cafe with a friend of mine in Golders Green in London, and started complaining about my life. And while I was sitting there, I got a phone call from a promoter in Germany. He phoned me up and he said, Alex, we've got a concert for you tomorrow night in Germany. And I said, I don't really have a band right now. It's not so simple. He said, no, it's okay. Well, you know, there's another band who was supposed to play, but the singer from that band got laryngitis and can't play. And they, I said, I know, but I don't really have a band right now. And they said, well, listen, we've got $22,000. Is that okay? I said, what? This is $22,000. Will that cover the fee? I said, you know what? That might cover the fee. Just give me a minute. So I phone my band and I say, guys, I've been offered a gig tomorrow in Germany and I can't pay you. I can't pay you. I don't have you know, the resources to pay you for the gig. But if we do the show, every single penny that I owe you up until this point, I can pay you if we do this show. And thank God they agreed and we flew to Germany. And within 24 hours, my debt of $22,000 was cleared. It was gone. So I didn't really know what to do with my life. I was like, you know, I love learning Torah. I wanted to go to yeshiva and study and learn in Yerushalayim. And now was the time. I had an opportunity to go and learn in Yerushalayim. So I decided I'm going to go to yeshiva. That's it. Just before I left for yeshiva, I got a message from a young man called Keith, who lives in Seattle, Washington, who'd made a commercial for Microsoft. Microsoft loved the commercial, but he didn't like the music. And Keith had, by Hashkaka Protis, heard my music and wanted to use it for the campaign. And, you know, I gave him my permission, and they said, you know, yes. And he emailed me and said, Alex, you know, okay, we'll give you $75,000. Is that okay? And I was like, yes, I can stay in yeshiva for the rest of my life. I'm done. That's it. Turns out, when you own a record label, you know, over $100,000, $75,000, you're not going to get to keep a penny of that. So I had to pay off my record label. But we'll sing a niggun, and then I'll carry on the story in a moment. This is cool, Shamer Shamerim Humitzapim Shamerim
likabel noyam hava vay noyam shabos ho dididadam mama hava misachedes misachedes b'shem god shevecho Hatzel macharev lifra oishmin hashava vabos lavilti tiye sagumeyem oishisha yamim hamikablim gedusha Ay 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 in the Shabbos Kodesh Echlo V'tahelim b'vavam be'emes U'v'emuna le'yavdeh b'vecho Ha'ava yo'ech soif Hanoyam Shabbos Amasemes Umisachendes Ay, 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 ay Mishabas Kodshechom Yirachamechom Yivuiz goylelim Alam Kodshechom Yirachamechom Yivuiz goylelim Alam koshevecho Miyurachmecho Mivivis goylelim Alam koshevecho Miyurachmecho Mivivis goylelim Alam koshevecho Lehashkois meichas decho Minara yo itse miyeweiden liateres Yisroel b'seferes hampu avarilim oislo. Shabbos, Yidei Shabbos, Kod Shevecho. Kol Shisha Yomim Lahanchilawam, Nachlaz Yaakov Bechir Revecho. Ahava Yoek Soif, Noyam Shabbos, Semes Misachedes Ay, 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 ay B'zgulo Sevecho HaShabbos Noyem Nishamois V'ashviyo Enek Haruchois His awadein b'havosecha uveyirosecha ho en didi yamamam boi Shabbos koidesh boi Shabbos koidesh nafshi choyel azahavosevecha Shabbos koin telesh nafsho esh Yisroel B'tzel kanofecha yirvuyun mideshen b'yisel Wewewecho Ahava yoek soif Noyam Shabbos amas emes Umisachendes Ay, 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 b'zgulo Sevecho.
Thank you. So I decided to go to yeshiva. So I'm going to go to yeshiva. This young man, Keith, emails me and says, can we use your song? I say, yes. They give me £75,000. I have to now give that to my record label to pay them off because I owe them way more than that. And I don't expect much to happen. I've had songs that have been used in commercials in the past. They made a little bit of money, but nothing significant. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm off on my way to yeshiva. And while I'm in yeshiva, I start getting emails sporadically, you know, every couple of days saying, congratulations, your music is now being played on such and such a radio station in such and such a place. And this is happening. And I'm like, okay, very nice. It seems to be people are paying attention. And it starts building up and up and up and up until eventually I get a phone call from a young man called Uli who lives in Berlin in Germany, who works for Universal Music. And he calls me up. He says, Alex, you know, you need to come to Germany tomorrow. So I'm like, what? I'm in Jerusalem, Israel. I'm not going to get to Germany tomorrow. He says, we booked you a ticket. I said, why have you booked me a ticket? He says, well, you're going to be number one in the charts here tomorrow. I'm like, I'm going to be number one in the charts? What do you mean? He said, well, your song's been doing very well. It was on a TV commercial, and that TV commercial, you know, people were Shazamming. You know, there's a new app at the time called Shazam, and people were Shazamming the song. The radio stations noticed, and it got started getting played on radio. The same thing happened in the UK, same thing happened in America. I'm a yeshiva student learning in Jerusalem. Meanwhile, my music is going into the top 10 all over the world. So I speak to the Rosh Yeshiva, and I say to the Rosh Yeshiva, I say, Rosh Yeshiva, I think I have to go to Germany tomorrow. He says, why? I said, well, I'm going to be number one in the charts. And he's like, what? Number one in the charts? What's the charts? So I explain what the charts are, that, you know, there's the top 100 songs that are in any one country at any one time. And, you know, if you're selling the most, you're number one. So he said, you're going to make a parnasa? I said, yeah, I think so. And he said, okay, you should go. He said, but go for a couple of days. So I go for a couple of days, and I get out of the airport, and I'm greeted by a promoter who says, congratulations, you're number one in Germany. I get a phone call from a promoter in America who tells me I'm number one in the airplay charts in the US. And a radio station in the UK, the same radio station who had offered me that gig on Sukkot but wouldn't move it, they phoned me up to tell me that I was now on the A-list rotation on Radio 1 in London. So I went from being a penniless yeshiva student to becoming one of the top-selling artists in the world in a very short period of time. We have an idea. We say every Friday night that Shabbos hi ha-makor ha-bracha. Shabbos is the foundational root of all blessing in the world. That Hashem, Shabbos hu yom Hashem, it's a day of Hashem. And by keeping Shabbos, you open up all the floodgates for the Shefa, for all the goodness that comes into the world. Shabbos hi ha-makor ha-bracha. Shabbos itself is the shoresh, is the source of all blessing within this world. Not just for us, but for all the nations of the world. If Am Yisrael are keeping Shabbos and protecting Shabbos and taking Shabbos seriously, that has tremendously positive ramifications for the entire world around us. You know, Am Yisrael are the center focus of Hashem's will in this world. And when we keep Shabbos and we keep Torah and mitzvahs and we take them seriously, we're bringing tremendous benefit, not just to ourselves, but to all humanity. I want to share with you another story. It's not a story about me. It's a story about a boy called Sam. Now, Sam was a cyclist. His name was Sam Zeitlin, and he lived in the 1960s. And he was a fantastic cyclist. Now, cycling in the 1960s was a very WASPy sport. Probably still is, I don't know, but back in the 60s, it was like the archetypical white Anglo-Saxon Protestant sport. Now, Sam was very good at cycling. He was so good that at all the time trials and races he was doing, he was winning by a very large margin, and he was going to go to the Olympics with the American team. His qualifiers for the Olympics, he was cycling with his team, and he crossed the finish line in first place. But as he crossed the finish line, he put his hands up in the air to celebrate. And the judging panel of that race disqualified him. They said he had an unfair advantage by putting his hands up. Most ridiculous thing ever. And his Olympic dream was dashed. Sam was not going to the Olympics. But Sam was a Yid. Sam was Jewish. And he thought, you know what? There's a little country somewhere in the Middle East that would probably really like someone like me. And he thought, I'm going to write to the Israeli government, and I'm going to say to them, listen, can I represent you in the Olympics in cycling? Within weeks, they answered, yes, we need you. Come to Israel immediately. So Sam gets on a plane, ups his life and becomes a citizen of Israel, and he starts cycling. And there's a little bit of a publicity buzz around Sam. They start making Sam cycling bicycles, if you could believe such a thing. And he becomes a little bit of a celebrity. But while Sam's in Israel, he doesn't have many relatives there, but he has one uncle in Bnei Brak. Now, I've never known someone who lives in Bnei Brak not to be Shomer Shabbos. I may be wrong, but Sam went to his uncle once a week for Shabbos. And after going to his uncle for Shabbos time and time again, he realized, gosh, Shabbos is amazing. I'm going to keep Shabbos. So he speaks to the Maccabiah, he speaks to the Israeli Olympic Committee and says, listen, I really, really want to start keeping Shabbos, and I don't think I can train on Shabbos. And at first they were like, okay, no problem. But as the Olympics approached, they realized that most of the events were going to be on Shabbos. And Sam realized very quickly that if he was going to keep Shabbat, then he wouldn't be able to race in the Olympics. And indeed, the Israeli Olympic Committee said, I'm sorry, Sam, we have other cyclists now, and if you're not going to compete on Shabbat, then you can't ride for Israel in the Olympics. So Sam, with a few weeks before the Olympics, lost his ticket and lost his place. That Olympics was the 1972 Olympics in Munich. Sam Zeitlin, because of his Shemira Shabbos, was one of the few members of the Israeli Olympic team who survived, because he never went. And he would say, Ki Eshmerat Shabbat Kel Yishmereni. We have a song that is a popular Shabbos song that says, Ki Eshmerat Shabbat, for if I keep the Shabbos, Kel Yishmereni, Hashem will protect me. Shabbos isn't just the Makor HaBrocha, Shabbos is what keeps us as a nation safe. It's a huge, huge source of blessing.
Yishmerat Shabbat Kel Yishmereni Oti Le'ol Me'ad Ben Ahuveni Ki Yishmerat Shabbat Kel Yishmereni Oti Le'ol Yachbil mezoni ki yishmerat Shabbat kel yishmereni oti le'yom ha'ad ben uveni.
Thank you. This next one isn't specifically a Shabbos song, but the little exposure I had to going to shul in London, There's a song they used to sing Shabbos morning in most Ashkenaz shuls in England called Anim Zemirot. Every Shabbos they take this poor child and they put him up there in front of the Aaron. Go on, sing, son! Poor kid. It's all so bad. It's such hard words. You know, words you'd never use. Anim is a word you'd never use in any context or use. I sweeten anim doesn't. It's a crazy word. And I always struggled with the meaning of the words to this song because the tune I heard from sung by such a young child was always kind of wasted on me. And then one day I asked someone, why do they always make a poor kid sing this song? And they said, it's very simple. There's a tradition from the Or HaChaim who said that this song is so holy, has such kedusha, that only a person who is naki, any person who is pure like a child, should sing it. Amazing idea. The words are so holy that only a child could sing it. But then I heard another melody, this melody, a Chabad melody for Anim Zemirot, that doesn't get sung on Shabbos, unfortunately, in most shuls. But when I heard the melody, suddenly the words make so much more sense. When you hear the context of a love song, and you hear the right melody to accompany the words of the love song, like this one, it suddenly takes on a whole new meaning.
Lord, Shabbos, good Shabbos. Thank you.
Alex, we have a request for one more song from Rabbi Jacobson to go into Shabbos with. One more song.
Please visit myjli.com to learn more about JLI's multiple educational offerings.